Okay, so the title of my talk is Optimization of Trapping Methodology for the Emerald Ash Borer. And before I talk about what we did in 2008, I just want to give you a little bit of an overview. We've been working on Emerald Ash Borer since 2003, the year after it was discovered in Michigan and Ontario. And based on, in 2003, we found that purple traps caught more EAB than traps of any other color tested. And this purple was, working with purple was based on some research done by Jason Oliver and Nadir Youssef at Tennessee State University. They found that there are a bunch of Agrylis species and other Buprestids that are attracted to purple. So having a purple trap, we went out into the field from 2004 to 2006 and did some trap placement studies, and we found that traps placed along the edge of infested woodlots caught more than those traps on, inside the woodlots, and traps placed in the mid-canopy caught more EAB than traps placed near the ground. So when we had some of our methodology down, we went back to the lab, and Damon touched on this today, and he actually presented this last year. We found that both sexes of EAB are retinally sensitive to ultraviolet, blue, and green, while females are also sensitive to red. We took that out into the field, and our green traps caught more EAB, and this green is a 540 nanometer green, caught more EAB than other colors, including purple in the mid-canopy. But the green traps were not significantly different from red or purple traps near the ground. And so, based on some of the work that we've been doing, an EAB trap, nationwide EAB trapping survey was conducted in 44 states. It was the first year that lure-baited traps were used instead of trap trees. And these traps were purple traps, were the purple prism traps baited with Manuka oil. 10 new counties and one new state were discovered as being infested, and that state was Missouri. But as Damon also said, there's still room for improvement. So the objectives for our research this year, and I'm going to talk about the parts in yellow. We don't really have time to get into the other parts, but this year we wanted to look at optimizing trap color, and this includes both purple and green traps, and to determine the best time to deploy traps. We also did some work looking at north and south placement of traps, as well as the optimal size, and if you're interested, I can talk to you about that one-on-one. So first thing I'm going to talk about here is the purple comparison that we did. In 2007, as I stated, purple and red painted traps were not significantly different from green traps at 1.5 meters. So purple is really a mixture of blue and red, and so we wanted to look at basically, in 2008, we selected paints for our field assay based on the red reflectance at, on that 650, around that 650 nanometer range. And these are the colors that we chose. Don't worry about the names of the colors. I'll show you the spectrophotometer readings. The names are really the names that the paint companies give these colors. We have our blue, which we used in 2007, as well as the red. And this red is the one that I stated was not different from our green. The TSU purple is the purple that Jason and Nadir found at Tennessee State to be attractive to other species of Agrylis. And these fuchsia and violet traps, and I'll talk about in just a second. We also used our coroplast green, which was the green. We took our paint sample from last year, gave it to the company, and they produced this green color for us. It's pretty close to what we were using last year. And we also had our purple, which is our standard trap since 2003. So how we went about choosing the colors for the fuchsia and the violet really was we wanted to keep our blue as close to the blue that we were using and the coroplast purple and even the TSU purple, but we wanted to increase the amount of reflectance of the red. And you can see that these are all pretty close in wavelength and reflectance. But we did change the red and the amount of red, which is this area right here. And what we found was that of all of our traps, the green and the TSU purple were not significantly different from each other, and they both outcaught the red and the purple in the mid canopy. Now we also on the ground though there was no difference between any of the colors. Getting back to this, okay, so here we go. So I just wanted to show you this before I moved along. The coroplast purple and the TSU, we did increase the red just a little bit over our purple. We found one other thing that we found this year was that, and we find this year after year, is that we catch more females than males on purple traps. We catch more males on green traps, and it's usually pretty significant, the amounts that we catch. Usually it's about 1.5 females to 1 male on purple versus maybe 2 or 3 to 1 on green. And when I talk about green traps, I'll bring that up again. And this may have something to do, and we do think this may have something to do with that red sensitivity that the females are showing over the males. So next thing I'm going to talk about is green comparison. In 2007, again, 540 nanometers, we caught more EAB than any other color. In 2008, we tested several green paint colors varying in wavelength from 500 to 568. Usually green is considered to be between 495 and 570. They were all at about 60% reflectance. These are the colors that we chose, and they don't show up very well. These are not exactly what they look like in the field, but these are the paint chips. And again, we used our two standards, the Coroplast Green and the Coroplast Purple. The green is based off of this 540, which is our color from 2007. We used it again this year. And here's the spectrophotometer reading. And you can see, even though they don't look like the colors that you see on the spectrum, they do match up pretty well to the wavelengths that we're trying to find. And what we found was that our green plastic caught the colors, the 500, the 555, and the 568, but it wasn't different, and the purple, but it wasn't different from the 520 or the 540 in the canopy. At the ground level, again, we did not see very high catch, and we didn't get any, there was no separation. So in the canopy, green plastic caught more EAB than purple. And these paints, the 500, the 555. So basically the edges of that green spectrum, right in the middle at between 520 and 540, it seems that they're most attracted to those traps. We caught more males than females on green traps, and at 520 nanometers, we caught almost 3 to 1 males, as opposed to about 2 to 1 on some of the other colors in the canopy. The next section of my talk is about trap timing. And if you saw my talk last year, we were just starting to develop this degree day model. We wanted to know when is the best time to hang traps, and we looked at estimating the percentage catch over 3 years, from 2006 to 2008. We had a during that time we were able to get our traps out before flight. We used our base 50 degree Fahrenheit degree day model. We took three weather stations, and in an area around our traps, we averaged them out. And that's what we used for our degree day for each trap. And then we averaged those. So we also used 5, 50, and 95% to estimate to define the beginning, the peak, and the end of our trap catching season. And what we find from year to year, it's pretty similar. You probably can't even see the 2006 because it's directly underneath the 2008. So so two of our years match up almost exactly. Our 2007 is a little different, but we still are only seeing a 29.8 degree day difference, which is about a day and a half at that time of the year, in our in where our 95% catch is. So we can predict fairly reasonably well our beginning and our peak flight. You should get your trap. We're saying that we should get the traps out by 500 degree days on a base 50 to catch the earliest flight, with a peak occurring around 750, 760. Detection in the site's not known to be infested, though traps should be left in the field beyond that 1068, probably to 1500 and maybe beyond, to catch any late flying EAB. So we have a few questions for next year, and one of them is it possible to further adjust the wavelength reflectance of traps to increase our catch? We know that reflectance was important with green. We do see a difference in catch throughout the year, so we're going to be looking at that. We're also going to be looking at purple, probably, maybe looking at reflectance and of that red again. And is it possible to get away from the sticky trap? People aren't really happy with the sticky trap in the field, and we were hoping maybe we can develop a more user-friendly dry trap. And I just wanted to thank the Ivich's crew out in Brighton, Michigan, without whom this wouldn't be possible, and everybody else who helped out this year. We have one question.
So the
question was about selectivity of the green trap versus in regards to EAV versus other insects. We don't look at the other insects that are on the trap. We're only picking the EAV off. We haven't gone in to look at the other insects that are coming to the traps. We did look at our green and our purple with in regards to other buprestids in areas in Massachusetts, which is where we work, and looking at other buprestids and other agrilis just to see how it worked. And that's about it. One more? John.
Did you have any problem with trap saturation going to the target insects along the green traps?
Usually we clean them off. They get cleaned off if it gets too bad. It depends on how much time we have. This year we didn't have a lot of time. We had so many studies up, but if the traps get cleaned off if they're getting too messy, if they're getting too filled.